the right to housing. Access to safe and affordable homes is essential to the basic human right and freedom that we celebrate on International Human Rights Day.
Well, Four Freedoms Park is bathed in unusually warm winter sunshine for today's ceremony. It's taking place at the tip of Roosevelt Island, which lies right across the water here from UN headquarters. A fitting proximity for an event dedicated to two of the 20th century champions of human rights here in New York.
Today we mark Human Rights Day under the long shadow, or rather the imposing bust of one of the giants of modern history, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad Al Hussein.
And of Eleanor, his wife, who also ranks among the most inspiring figures of the 20th century, given her key role in helping draw up the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
The elegant Four Freedoms Park takes its name from the four basic freedoms outlined by President Roosevelt in 1941 as everyone's birthright: freedom of expression and of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Zayd said those rights were foundational to the UN and its charter, birthed 4 years on.
In the months and years after FDR's death, states shaped the United Nations and wrote binding laws and agreed to be governed by them, so that they would form a web of protection from the threats of violence and deprivation. Human rights are the values at the core of that system.
The Deputy Secretary General, Jan Eliasson, reminded the gathering of how the Roosevelt's highest hopes had not been met so far.
The obvious failure to secure the four freedoms has caused millions and millions of people around the world to leave their homes and their countries. Desperate families are crossing oceans and continents to escape war and violence. They have needs, yes, we know that. But they also have great possibilities to enrich their new societies. They must not, wherever they come from, be seen as a peril, but rather a potential for our societies.
The New York Commissioner for International Affairs, Penny Abouadena, spoke of the close bond between city and the United Nations, and apologised for the divisive political rhetoric here in the US in recent weeks.
When politicians continue to propose odious religious tests for refugees, immigrants, or visitors, faith communities have found a steadfast ally in New York City. And on this Human Rights Day, we celebrate the faiths that knit our communities much closer.
After the speeches came a simple and poignant ceremony. The speakers joined together to lay wreaths in honour of the Roosevelts, themselves proud New Yorkers, by the president's bust. Matthew Wells, United Nations, reporting from Four Freedoms Park.